Good morning and welcome to day 5. Give yourself a pat on the back right away. You're already on a roll here. Hopefully you've noticed now we have a method that we're going through. When we start our meditation, of course we make sure we have our posture of vigilance. Straight back, tongue touching the roof of the mouth. And then as we begin our meditation, first we bring our awareness into our body. I usually say, allow your awareness to descend into your body. And this is a really foundational start. The idea is to ground your awareness in your body. To really bring it here. And often they'll talk about grounding it in your earth element. So I'll say something like, be aware of the solidity of your body. And solidity is what feels solid about your body. Often they'll call this the earth element, the solidity of the body. So it feels very solid in places where you come in contact with the, the chair that you're sitting in, a cushion, etc. Feels solid in many places. And the idea here is just to really bring our awareness and rest it in the solidity of the body, meaning we're just grounding our awareness here in our body to be present for our meditation. So that's the first stage. I like to, when I say, allow your awareness to descend into your body and rest your awareness in the solidity of the body. For me personally, I like to visualize my awareness like a thick liquid just coming in and filling my body and then settling and resting. Just resting it in the solidity of my body. It's a method you might like, or frequently people start with where they feel solid, like where they're in the chair or the cushion, it feels real solid, and then just expand it throughout your body. So that's usually what I invite. So first we ground our awareness in our body. And then I usually have us just take a moment to give ourselves permission. This is a really nice, important piece, I feel, that reminds us, this is not something we're trying to get out of the way. It's not something we're, get done and get into our day. It's really our time. So give ourselves permission. Permission to let go of stress, worries, concerns. Permission to relax and breathe. Permission to nourish ourselves with meditation. That this is our time. Our time to really come back to a natural, spacious self. That's our natural state. That's just so rarely visited because we're so busy so much of the time. So giving ourselves permission, making space for our meditation. And then we start our intention in the sense of why we meditate. One of the biggest reasons people struggle is they're just not that clear about why they're meditating. And so it's really wonderful to bring that clarity to mind before we meditate. It sets a really good intention and purpose and focus for the meditation. So all that, takes place, sort of sets the stage. Then we begin with the scan from the crown of our heads all the way down to the soles of our feet, relaxing and releasing tension. And so here, as we've talked about before, this is the roots of the tree of shamatha. A relaxed body and an alert mind. And that's, this first week, that's really a primary focus. We want to have a good, solid, stable practice. So right now we're getting through the mechanics. We're sitting down together and we're learning how to relax without falling asleep. We're developing some good habits. And so that usually takes about 10 minutes or so, a little more than that maybe. And then we come to the breath. And at this stage we're being aware of the sensations of breath. And just aware of the sensations, I always mention that we let our body just breathe naturally The idea is to just allow that to happen. We're not breathing deeply or shallowly. We're just letting the body breathe. It doesn't matter. And we're being aware. Just aware of the sensations. This is where we hone our attention. And here, we just want to remember that it doesn't matter how often our mind is on the breath. You know, what matters is when we notice that it's not. That is, you know, that's the catch. That's wonderful. Right here, you know, our focus is a good foundation, good mechanics. And the mechanics at this point are, mind wanders, I noticed. I bring it back. My mind wanders, I noticed, and I bring it back. And that's really the fundamental piece of the practice right now. Some people like to count. I mentioned that in the videos that we made to prepare you. And so if you're choosing to count, I would select a number lower than 10. Could be 10 or lower. I started with 10 a long time ago. But, you know, maybe 8 or 7. And when you breathe in and breathe out, that becomes 1. So, breathing in, breathe out, exhale. 1. In, out, 2. And see if you can get to, let's say, you know, 7. And I'm aware of 7 mindful breaths. And then I just, you know, if I make it to 7, I just try to do another 7. Often I'll say you reward yourself with another 7. And so, in this way, it's this nice little anchor that can really help us to kind of notice and remember what we're supposed to be paying attention to. If the mind, you know, if we notice that I was counting and now I'm off to wondering about a vacation in Italy, I notice, I let go and I come back to 0, start again. Or if my mind, you know, counts on 7, 8, 9, 10, I'm up to 120, let go, come back. Just try to go to 7. So it's a nice little anchor and a valuable tool. Very, very functional tool. So you may try that. So then we're on the breath, and that's usually, at this point, it's usually only about 6 minutes or so. And then I invite us to, really, as we get near the end, to really bring about a sense of relaxation, of ease and a peaceful mind, and really set that balance of being relaxed and at ease. And then just before we end, you know, I usually invite a reminder about engaging in the day and try to do that with a lot of clarity and purpose and meaning. So in this way, we're going through really, I think, good habits, the mechanics of a solid practice. We have a relaxation, a stability meditation, a sense of ease, and then, you know, an intention for the day. And so as we go through this, just want to make sure that, you know, each day I didn't want to give you too much all at once, that each day we kind of put in little pieces and we understand them more as we're doing them. And remember, just number one is just that you're doing it. You know, that is the big aha here. Is here we are, day five. We're on our 5th day of meditation. And we're laying a really wonderful foundation to have a meditation practice that's consistent, beneficial. Okay, so I invite you to settle in, get cozy here. See where we're at? Okay. So, right now, I invite you to get in your posture of vigilance, straight back, tongue touching the roof of your mouth. And simply invite your awareness to descend into your body, resting your awareness in the solidity of your body. I invite you to just take a moment to give yourself permission. Permission to let go of all worries and concerns, all time constraints. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be, except this present moment. Give yourself permission to relax and breathe, to nourish yourself with meditation, spaciousness and ease. Take a moment to be clear about why you're meditating. Bring into mind the benefits of being attentive and present in your own life. Our meditation allows, over time, the ability to let go of a ruminating, obsessive, compulsive mind. It's constantly dragging us away with worries, fears, and concerns. Consistent meditation practice is healthy for our bodies, our minds, our presence, our own lives, to develop our attention, and ultimately our ability to do anything better. We're more attentive and clear and balanced. Now, let's do a body scan to relax and release any tension we may have in our body. So I invite you to bring your awareness right up to the crown of your head, right up to the top, and rest it there for a moment. Now let that soothing balm of awareness just flow from the crown of your head, across your skull, all the way down to your eyes, relaxing any tension in your forehead, softening the muscles around the eyes. Let that awareness flow from the eyes down to the chin, relaxing your cheeks and jaw, softening your lips. Let that soothing balm of awareness flow down into your neck and into your shoulders. from your left shoulder. Let your awareness flow down your left arm all the way to your fingertips, relaxing and releasing any tension it comes upon. And from your right shoulder and your right arm to your fingertips. Bring your awareness into your upper torso. Scan from your shoulders down to your waist. Relaxing and releasing any tension at all in your back, chest, all the way down to your waist. From your waist, let that soothing balm of awareness just flow down your left leg, all the way down to the soles of your feet. Now from your waist down, your right leg to the soles of your feet. Let your awareness expand throughout your whole body. And just take a moment to check in. Is there any place that's tense or needs some attention? So just breathe into it, relax, exhale and release. Let each in-breath be an invitation to relax and each out-breath, opportunity to release. Letting go of any tension, worries, or concerns. you're ready. The body that's relaxed and a mind that's alert. And bring all of your awareness to the sensations of the breath as it enters and exits your body. Let your breath be natural, unmodified. Simply be a witness to the sensations of the breath. Each breath a new moment, a new opportunity. Remember, if your mind wanders, no problem. Just relax, release the thoughts, and return to the breath. Each breath a new moment, a new opportunity. Now let's just take a little time to cultivate the thought, may I be peaceful and at ease. Let your body be relaxed and at ease. Your mind peaceful, no worries, no concerns. Let each exhale just be a happy release, a letting go. Any tension, worries, or concerns. Let each in-breath be a nourishing invitation. An invitation to relax and be at ease. An invitation filled with potential. For each in-breath is a new opportunity to be the person you want to be. And each exhale is an opportunity to let go of those things that no longer serve us. Breathing in, be aware of this precious opportunity that each breath allows us. On our exhale, let go of tension, worries, concerns, habits, or tendencies that no longer serve us. Now, as we near the end of our meditation, let's bring our attention to the day ahead, remembering that we're about to embark upon a day that will never come again, filled with potential and opportunity to improve ourselves, our relationships, and ultimately our community and the world we live in by simply being a better person ourselves, the world becomes a little better place. I invite you to set an intention. Be as mindful as possible today. Be attentive as much as you can, remembering, be gentle with yourself. Just do the best you can to water and nurture the seeds of the qualities of the person you want to be. To engage in this day in a way that you feel good about. And when you're ready, bring your awareness forward. No hurries, no worries.